Module 2, Lesson 2, More Phrases of Introduction. 1. And now for a few additional phrases to help you in achieving some basic communication with Saudis. Probably the first question a Saudi generally will ask you is, what is your name? In Arabic, that is...
Ish ismak.
Ish, as you know, means what? Your name is ismak. The ism part of it means name. And the AK at the end means your. Listen to it again.
Ish ismak. Ish ismak.
You say it one word at a time, then together.
Ish. Ismak. Ish. Ismak. Ish ismak. Ish ismak. Ish ismak.
2. You'll want to answer this question, of course. If your name is John Smith, then you'll have to say, my name is John Smith. In Arabic, that would be...
Ismi John Smith.
The word ismi means my name. It consists of the word for name, ism, and the my, which is expressed by the sound e added at the end. Listen to it once more.
Ismi. Ismi. Ismi.
You say it.
Ismi. Ismi. Ismi.
Repeat the phrase meaning, my name is John Smith.
Ismi John Smith. Ismi John Smith.
Now substitute your own name for that of John Smith. And tell us in Arabic what your name is. You should say ismi and then whatever your name is. Okay, I'll ask you what your name is, and you answer me, saying my name is such and such.
Ish ismak.
Now you ask me my name, and I'll answer you. Go ahead.
Ismi Ahmed.
Notice that the Saudi gave only Ahmed, his first name. Normally, this is the way a Saudi would answer the question, Ish ismak. He might, however, give both his first name and his family name. One fairly common family name in Saudi Arabia is Dosari, or Dosari. So in answer to your question, Ish ismak, Ahmed might have answered,
Ismi Ahmed Dosari.
See if you can repeat the whole name after the speaker.
Ahmed Dosari. Ahmed Dosari. Ahmed Dosari. Ahmed Dosari.
End of Module 2, Side 3.